B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are you on fire?
Yo, what's up, guys?
I had to be towed in by another adult male.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
5-15-75.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Inevitable, you want to be me. Jack G.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. We're in the Town Fair Tire Studios, and, the Amy Lauren show was particularly bad today. I just heard, I don't listen to it on the way in, but I heard another woman call in and say they had similar situations. The woman that called in had a dog, a very small dog that barked loud. And Amy then went about her cats, and then she has several cats. This will all be over in a month.
Yeah, I think we're going to have some pretty good news. Well, I mean, I don't know what it's going to be replaced with, but...
Well, overnight shows suck in general, but the... So whatever it's going to be is going to suck. But what is interesting is that it will not be Amy Lawrence. So the sad existence of Amy Lawrence will no longer be there. Amy Lawrence, who was at John's wedding...
Second one.
The one that stuck.
Yes.
She was at that wedding and... John is very good friends with her,
mm-hmm.
So it's going to be bittersweet for him. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, she will be gone.
Can we get Tom Looney back?
Rays, Romano, the White Sox, 5-1.
That's a good question because JT the Brick is now a fill-in for Amy overnight, so it's not going to be him and Looney.
Rocky's Dumbo with the D-backs, 2-0.
Too bad. JT the Brick's fallen on hard times.
It's Looney.
But what about Looney? 100%. I know that JT the Brick might have had some hard times.
Well, Looney is now hosting Saturday Night Live this weekend. So.
The agony of defeat for the Suns.
I was a huge fan. You know, I thought that he was a guy who was like Doc Emmerich. I thought he was a dude that was like 80 from like the golden age of radio.
No.
And then you see him and he was like some... huge, like, muscle head.
Yeah, he's a bodybuilder.
He was like a bodybuilder muscle head who just was weird. And he would wear these, like, spaghetti strap workout shirts, the kind that, like, don't cover your nipples. Like, they're so low, they go underneath where your nipples are, and it's just like a string over your shoulders. He'd wear that sucker into work and just say, listen, I'm showing off what I got.
Well, there's only one hope, and that is that the guy who did the overnights when we first started is back.
Oh, the faith through, what was it called? What was that guy's name? Mark Stein or David Stein?
David Stein, right?
David Stein, yeah. There was some weird stuff. Like, he was a
junkie at one point in his life, and then he had turned it out all around due to Jesus. And he was on the, what's the, not Sports Illustrated, but the Sporting News Radio Network. And someone was asleep at the wheel and gave this guy a show, and a national show.
At least it was was entertaining.
It was fantastic because it was almost unbelievably bad.
Now, we've been doing Random Act of Kindness Monday for over a year. Last week, we suggested, since it was Girl Scout cookie season, to give the $4 to the Girl Scout and tell her to give the cookies to somebody who looks hungry.
Okay. Well, first of all, it's dangerous. Second of all, it's very strange that he's talking about Girl Scouts while Skinamax music is playing in the background.
And also, someone who's hungry, wow, thank you for these peanut butter cookies. Now my nutrition will be off the charts. I'll live forever.
He was just like,
and $4, my God.
And he like,
dear sir, are you sure?
He lived with like 75 cats, I think.
Well, that seems to be an overnight. Amy Lawrence, the more you listen to her, is sad. It's just sad. She's very much alone. She's dependent on some 90-year-old woman for company, her ma'am or whatever that she calls her.
And I think that's Grammy Helen.
Oh,
well, I think it's Grammy Helen.
And Grammy Helen,
mm-hmm.
And very much alone. Have you ever known her to have a relationship with anyone?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. More than one.
Heartbroken?
I don't know about that, but I know that she has dated more than one or two people. Yes.
No.
I've known her. I've been married 12 years. I've known her before that, so I've known her at least 15 years.
Now, was she always this pathetic, or was...
That's not right.
Does she come off pathetic on the air?
I don't think she comes off pathetic, no.
When she talks about her personal life, I don't think...
She happens to like cooking chili for people. She visits her Grammy Helen a lot. She, you know, takes a lot of trips. Like, she went to Hilton Head Island with her dog.
She went alone with her dog.
Yeah. She doesn't have a husband, doesn't have a boyfriend, so she just goes.
Now, are we sure about that, or is she just not mentioning them? Or is it truly as sad as it sounds?
I think she's single, yes.
So none of that sounds sad to you. How old a woman is she?
She's fiercely independent, Fred.
Well, there's no doubt about that, mm-hmm. Not by choice. But how old a woman is she?
Got to be 40, right? Something like that.
Only 40?
I don't think she's my age. She's younger than me.
Now, how did she end up at your wedding?
We met through a mutual friend who I used to work with at the other place.
Did you ever date her?
No.
Okay.
Ever give her a smooch?
No.
Okay.
No. Did not. We met through a mutual friend.
Was there ever, like, tension between the two? Sexual tension that you had?
No. Because I was with my current wife and then girlfriend for the entire time that I knew her.
Okay. And so if you hadn't been, do you think there would have been something there?
I don't. No, probably not.
Did she ever introduce you to her cats?
No. I never had the pleasure of that.
Then I don't think anything was going to happen.
Because I wasn't let in the inner circle, so to speak.
Yeah, you know how, like, when someone's divorced, they will, like, you know, it takes a long time to, which rightly so, it takes a long time to introduce them to the kids. Like, you know, you don't want to just introduce your kids to somebody who's not going to be around.
Sure.
And that's probably a smart thing to do.
Yeah.
Is that like her with her cats?
Don't have the kids become attached.
Yeah. Toby the cat is like, you don't, hey, Toby, no. This might not be forever.
I guess so. I don't know.
Well, she is gone next month. We will switch to another syndicator, and you will no longer hear the voice of Amy Lawrence.
I think the dude that it's going to be
Ben Mahler, I think.
Yeah, and Ben Mahler's, I kind of like Ben Mahler. I think he's pretty good. But the one, the most interesting thing about him is that about 5 years ago, he used to be, like, enormous. Yeah. I think he was close to 400 pounds.
Yeah, that's his thing. He's lost about 200 pounds.
Yeah, but he did it, like, fairly quick, and he didn't do it by lap band surgery or any kind of, like, thing like that.
Right.
Like, he truly just, after he got off work at, like, 3:30 in the morning, would go to the gym and be, like, the only one there and would exercise for, like, 2 hours.
Yeah, he's one of those candidates from The Biggest Loser type of thing. He wasn't on the show, but that's how it happened.
He lost 200 pounds, and how quick was it? He was, like, losing, like, 4 pounds a week, something crazy like that.
After 400 pounds, that's no great shakes. Manny, go ahead.
Oh, good morning, guys. John, I mean, you got to have a conversation with her. She can't reveal so much about her personal life. It makes her sound so
right.
pathetic.
I'll tell her.
I don't understand. The people who call her show, wow, they're all from, like, down south, and they're older, and she just sounds, I mean, I don't know what to say. Bring Sarge back. Do something. Everything will be better. Guys, have a great day.
Overnight Sarge?
He'd do it in a second.
Overnight Sarge. Too much money.
Are we sure about that?
Sarge on patrol? I'd like that.
Sarge on patrol. That's a great name for a show.
That Dan O'Brien thought of that. So. That'd be pretty good.
Sarge on patrol. Dan O'Brien, you're a genius.
2 to 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Put Sarge on. People
I don't know how Mike can say no
to come on the air.
I don't know how Mike can say no to that.
I mean, WFAN has local stuff on overnight, but we will be saying goodbye to Amy Lawrence and her cats in a month. They will lose the Boston market. Now they might be. She might move to another station. I would imagine that would be the case.
Yeah,
and they can deal with it. So,
Boston's
gone.
Too big a market for CBS Radio to lose. They'll
it's not CBS Radio anymore.
Well, that's what they call it, right?
Yeah,
right,
CBS Sports Radio. It's like, yeah, that's what the name of it is.
But I don't think that it's owned by them anymore. No.
Maybe she'll move to the other guys.
That's what I'm guessing.
Yeah.
So, you'll be able to get your Amy Lawrence fix, just not here at this radio station. All right, last night they crowned a champion. Over there in the NBA, we will discuss all of that in just...
No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all...
It's Kutcher and Rich.
I read you loud and clear.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed, it's Kutcher and Rich.
What happened last night?
Nine eight five, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, last night there was a champion from up there in the Great White North.
It's got to be awesome living in America's hat this morning.
Leonard makes it official. Now the Warriors just inbound, and that's it. There's a new NBA champion, and it's a team from Toronto, Canada. We the North are now we the champions. The Raptors, the 2019 NBA champs.
So according to reports, over 50% of all Canadians watched the Toronto Raptors on the road to last night's championship. That is utterly ridiculous. And it wasn't hockey. As the Warriors go down in more ways than one, 114-110, the final score. The Raptors win it in six. It was a weird night in more ways than one. First of all, as if losing Kevin Durant in game five and potentially having to pay him $31 million to not play next year was bad enough for the Warriors, they had this happen as well.
Lowry gets passed, falls down, lost the ball. Thompson running the floor, and a foul. And Thompson grabs his left knee, now writhing in pain. Steph Curry slamming the ball on the court, so upset. Green went up to block it. Some of the players saying something. Danny Green saying, I'm just trying to block the play.
No, that wasn't a dirty play by Danny Green.
And everybody for the Warriors in the franchise and here in the stands holding their breath. Klay Thompson obviously in some pain. He grabbed that left knee right away.
Mike, if he leaves, he can't come back in. So if he doesn't shoot the free throws, he's out for the rest of the game.
Klay Thompson was headed back to the locker room, but then turned around and limped back out on the floor. And
That was nuts. So Klay Thompson goes down writhing in pain. He holds his legs. He's helped off the court and led down the hallway. But as you can hear right there, and they showed the actual video, someone ran down the hall and told him and the coaches that if he can't come make his free throws, he can't come back to the game. So Klay hobbles back, not knowing what his injury is at the time, hobbles back onto the court, makes his two free throw shots, and then immediately someone on the Warriors fouls so they can get him
Cousins.
Out of the game.
Yeah, it was Cousins.
Yeah, moments later, they announced that Klay would not be returning because of a torn ACL in his left knee, and he's going to be out for the majority of next season. Can someone check and see if Warriors GM Bob Myers is inconsolable? How much did the man cry last night? I didn't see any postgame from him. That would kind of be interesting to see.
All his free agents are going down. It has to be very brutal for him.
Real quick.
When Klay Thompson's market goes down to zero.
Well, Klay Thompson is he an unrestricted free
unrestricted
agent?
Free agent.
So they
agent.
Will not have to pay him.
No.
Okay. Now, the one thing about Durant, and we'll get into the rest of it in a second, but the one thing about Durant that I've been reading is that a lot of these teams that were wanting to sign him, it hasn't changed as far as the injury is concerned. They're willing to take on a year of paying like the max money just to get the other ones at the tail end of his recovery.
You don't know what he's going to be like after this. I mean, obviously he's going to be a very good player. Even if he loses his skill by a factor of 20%, he's still better than, you know, the majority, if not almost everybody in the NBA. But man, there's no guarantee. There's no guarantee with Kevin Durant at all. He's going to be 32.
And that is not, for some reason, changing anyone's opinion of signing
that
him.
That is risky as hell for anybody. Again, if you're a team like the Knicks, you have absolutely nothing to lose. So
yeah, and that's
why
they're doing
this. I
guess
that's a possibility, but wow.
So then with a sliver of hope for the Golden State Warriors, down by one, Fred, with 9 seconds left, Steph Curry, they throw it into Steph Curry, and then Draymond Green... Well,
pulls a Chris Webber.
Yes, sir.
An NBA championship on the line. Iguodala throws it to Green, who catches it. Back to Curry. Puts up a three. Long go. Rebound Cousins. Deflected. Picked up by Leonard. Ball's still loose. They dive on it and try and call time. And a timeout call.
So it's a technical foul.
They had no timeouts remaining. So a technical foul will be called.
I mean, in Draymond's face, just like, I don't even know why I did that.
Playing collegiate basketball in Michigan. Yeah. You just have a bad understanding of when to call a timeout.
It rubs off
Michigan,
on
Michigan State, you know.
And then Kawhi gets the ball to end the game, lays it up and in, clock hits zero, and the Raptors start celebrating. But wait, there was a foul on the play with 0 seconds left. So the refs call off the celebration and go to the video screens to review the play agonizing. It's at zero. The Raptors have run onto the court. And they go, nope, nope, nope. Got to see if these free throw shots, which mean absolutely nothing, except to, of course, Dan Lipschitz, who probably had money on the over. And I think that actually is what indeed put it over. But how ridiculous is that? It's zero. And they go back and watch that tape to find out, like, when it was done, how much time we're going to put back on the clock. Unbelievable. Just a complete buzzkill to announce the winners. Matter of fact, Mike Breen right there had to announce that the Raptors had won it twice, because he announced it after the right before the foul, and then he announced it again after the meaningless free throw shots to people who aren't in Vegas, and then it just got weird. So here's afterwards Draymond Green talking about whether or not this is indeed the end of the legacy of the Golden State Warriors.
I think everybody thinks it's kind of end of us. That's just not smart. We're not done yet. You know, we lost this year. Clearly, just wasn't our year. You know, it's how the cookie crumbles sometimes. But yeah, you know, I hear a lot of that noise. It's the end of a run and all that jazz. I don't see it happening, though. We'll be back.
Now, to say this is the most anticlimactic celebration for a championship ever, it might be an understatement, because not only did you have that moment where they did the video review and it took 3 minutes and they couldn't celebrate, but then you had the star and the eventual MVP, Kawhi Leonard, who barely smiled during the entire thing. And
it's
I'm
amazing.
Sitting there watching it, and you know who he reminds me of? It finally hit me.
Droopy Dog?
No. He's the dude from Free Solo. Do you remember the movie Free Solo? So
yeah.
If you haven't
basically
seen it,
Rain Man. Yeah.
He's a guy who did the unthinkable. He climbed without a rope this massive rock. And so many people have died trying to do something similar to what he did. And when he reached the top and did something that is just indescribably difficult, that any normal human being would be like, I can't believe I did this, and freaking out. He was like, yeah, it's pretty good. And then he calls his girlfriend. I was like, yeah, all right, I think I'm going to go get something to eat, and I'll call you later. Like, no emotion. There's a scene in the movie of Free Solo where they take him to a doctor, and they look at his brain, and he doesn't have the type of sensors of, like, excitement that normal human beings have. He's Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard's one of those guys that I think the only thing that actually riles him up is playing the game. Nothing having to do with outside of it, not even the winning of it. And afterwards, he was on television. This is just moments after winning a championship.
If we think about the time frame for what you figure out what's next, I'm not asking where you're going or what you're doing, but just the time frame to figure out what's next. What does that look like, Kawhi?
So I don't know yet. I'm going to take it day by day. I'm going to enjoy this championship right now. And you know when free agency starts, so you could pretty much
figure it out.
Put the time frame together.
Oh, sounds like a party. Sounds like you're having a blast there, Kawhi.
Yeah, he's a man of few words.
And then afterwards, like within maybe 10 minutes of the Raptors winning a championship, Adrian Wojnarowski tweets out, the Washington Wizards are preparing to make a prolific offer to Toronto's championship architect, Masai Ujiri, as much as $10 million annually to run their basketball operations. So immediately you're thinking, all right, well, this guy did kind of an amazing job. I mean, he fired the coach of the year. He took a chance on a rookie NBA head coach. He traded away, you know, a guy who was pretty much their franchise and their player and won a championship by getting a guy back for just 1 year. That's a pretty great year. So Washington says, we're going to take all this money. And then about 20 minutes after that was tweeted out, there's video of a person believed to be Masai Ujiri involved in a courtside altercation where he hit a sheriff on the court in the face. And right now, there is word as to whether or not Ujiri will be arrested.
No. So,
Washington also, I mean, apparently part of that deal is part ownership stake, which is how they can get around Toronto blocking the move. It wouldn't be lateral. It would technically be a vertical move.
He would also be in charge of, I think, the Capitals in some sort of way.
Like, yeah,
he would oversee
the parent company of the Capitals and the Wizards, the parent company they're going to give him. That goes along with part ownership stake.
The Wizard.
Yep.
Yes. So
my mascot is the Hobbit.
So the celebrations, by the way, last night, the videos are unbelievable. I mean, it's insane. And I was wondering about it too, because you brought it up yesterday, and I completely forgot that in 2011, during the Stanley Cup loss, just, you know, how you had Vancouver, and, you know, Canadians are known for like being these very peaceful people. Between what I've seen, like Toronto and Canada, those dudes are maniacs.
Yeah.
And yesterday, I mean, you saw it all over the streets. Like, people are like climbing on the sides of buildings. You know, there's part of that that almost kind of wishes it was still like that here, where people were going nuts. And like it was when the Eagles won. Those dudes were driving like four-wheelers up the Rocky Stairs and stuff like that. You're like, all right, that you kind of miss that. Now, because even if the Bruins,
Patriots ruined everything.
Yeah. I mean, there was so many, there was so much winning here that, you know, the Red Sox parade was basically a ho-hum deal when it happened. Patriots parade was fine, was good.
It ruined everything, the Patriots.
Right, I mean, you know, even the Bruins parade, if it would have been like, you know, tomorrow, if it would have happened, probably would have been an absolute blast.
I don't know.
I don't see it being anything near
Bruins fans.
what you saw in Toronto.
You want to talk about maniacs, Bruins fans are a different breed. I have a feeling that parade would have been different.
Yeah, and the weather would have been nice.
The weather would have been nice. I'm not worried about that.
Well, Xanadu has calmed down for everything that I understand.
Ooh.
Xanadu is.
Where have you heard that?
Social media.
That he's calmed down?
Yeah. He's assuring everyone he's okay.
Okay. Well, that's usually the sign of someone who's okay.
Yeah. You know, he's crept out. He said, after talking on the air, he felt better.
Good. It was like a therapy session when he came on here.
Is what Xanadu
right
said.
Right before he had to go back to class.
Well, he shaved.
Cut us off in the middle.
He like shaved some time between the loss and going
like
in.
Looks like Marilyn Manson without makeup. All right, Rich, what is coming up?
All right, well, speaking of basketball, we got to get into what news broke yesterday with Kyrie Irving. On top of that, we have a fantastic call that came into the Adam Jones Show involving the Boston Bruins. We will have to. It's something that I don't usually have to take from other shows, but this one's too good.
Yeah, it's a financial crisis. All right, John Wallach's got the headlines.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 Sports at 17B.
Time and temperature brought to you by Liberty Bay Credit Union. It is 56 degrees at 6:36. See why the best things in life are free. Open a free premier checking account at Liberty Bay Credit Union to enjoy 5% APY, free online and mobile banking, ATM fee reimbursements, and more. Restrictions apply. Member MSIC, member NCUA. Visit lbcu.com/checking to learn more.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Toucher and Rich. Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. The 9th annual Hoosier Caddy Classic is happening Monday, July 15th at 2 at Atkinson Resort and Country Club just across the border in Atkinson, New Hampshire, starting Monday morning at 9. Reserve your spot at 985thesportshub.com. That sells out quick. It's $150 per player. All depend on the pediatric advanced care team at Boston Children's Hospital. Tony Maserati, this show, Hardy, and the rest of the Sports Hub crew is going to be out there playing golf. 98.5 The Sports Hub for details. Rich, you mentioned that half of Canada watched that basketball series. Dan O'Brien just brought in the top 50 shows in Canada, and 45 of them are The Big Bang Theory.
He's not joking. I mean, it's like you take a look and
four
you
of them
see...
are like The Young and the Restless,
which I don't understand. Is that on in prime time in Canada?
I think this is obviously syndicated. I mean, if there's, because that's just from this past week, right?
No, it's in the 2018-2019 season. So,
oh, okay.
So number one was The Big Bang Theory, the finale. Number two were the Academy Awards. Three was the Super Bowl. 4 through 25 were The Big Bang Theory.
Oh,
4 through 25. God. Then 26, 27, Young and the Restless, and then it's, yeah.
Okay, because that show's off the air, right?
Big Bang Theory?
I mean, new episodes, right? Like
was a series finale that happened this year.
Oh, okay.
The season ended, the show ended this year.
Okay, so we have to think that those aren't all the new episodes, right? That a lot of these have got to be like reruns.
Well, they watched the reruns. They didn't care. They just love The Big Bang Theory.
That's one of those shows I've never seen an episode of, but I know it's huge. I heard it's not even that bad. I've just never seen it.
Oh, it's bad.
Is it really? Okay.
Yeah, it's not good.
Sorry, you know what? When I said it was The Young and the Restless, because the printer didn't, you know what it is? It's not The Young and the Restless. It's Young Sheldon.
Oh my God!
It's even worse.
So they almost,
it's a show that comes on before The Big Bang Theory.
Now, Young Sheldon
corner
looks like
the market.
Yeah, like that commercial just makes it like makes me angry. Like I see him like, why is anyone watching this?
Because
yeah.
It's about Young Sheldon. Right. I mean, they don't get enough Sheldon.
I guess not. I guess not. They
lives.
Love that guy. Well, you had mentioned right before we went off the air that you heard that Xanadu's doing better. And what's kind of interesting was as soon as we went to commercial, I saw that Xanadu had tweeted us like 10 minutes before like the show started. And Fred, I don't know if I can agree with your assessment. Because
Well, in fairness, Rich, I was unaware of this tweet.
Maybe he was fine yesterday, but it doesn't seem like he's fine this morning. Because his tweet, remember, Xanadu, the biggest Bruins fan that I can even imagine. I mean, the dude wears rollerblades, goes around town, has a flag. I mean,
certainly one of the most charismatic Bruins fans.
Without a doubt. And he tweeted, I hope Brad Marchand's no-show and bad line change haunt him for as long as it does Bruins fans. You deserve to be crying in the locker room. We did our job. We showed up. How about you? And then he puts a little gift that says, like, the yummy, yummy guys, the tears of unfathomable sadness. So, I mean, I think he's going back and forth. We're thinking about you today, Xanadu. Hang in there, buddy.
He's oscillating.
We're with you.
Love and hate.
Didn't he say he had to advance? He was worried about advancing to the anger stage of grief. It sounds like he's there. It took him about 24 hours.
Grief to anger, yeah.
A student of the stages of grief. So, he's certainly well-equipped.
Well, good news for the NHL, but bad news for the Bruins is that a whole buttload of people saw the Bruins absolutely vomit on their skates during Game 7 because that game, that was the most watched hockey game ever, according to the ratings. As a matter of fact, it drew nearly 9 million viewers to NBC, which makes it the most watched NHL game on record. In St. Louis, it did a 42. And that means 42% of all televisions were watching that. It was NBC Sports' highest rated Blues game ever in that market. Now, it was just a little bit lower in Boston than the 2011 Game 7.
Yeah.
How about that? People were watching hockey. As a matter of fact, it was... The previous high was the Blackhawks versus the Flyers because that's two big markets, and that was in 2010, and you'd have to go back to the 1970s to find a higher overnight rating, which was the Bruins versus the Flyers game 6, and that got a 7-6.
All right, I will tell you this is that, I'm not confident that the Bruins will be able to achieve this again, but... According to ESPN.com, they have ranked the teams for next season, and they have Bruins at number 2, right behind Tampa Bay.
Again, they have everybody back. All the forwards of note are back except for Johansson, You know, Krug technically still under contract.
Ty Anderson said it yesterday, and I agree. Just keep Krug.
Yeah.
Keep him for the season. I mean, this is your window.
He made it almost impossible during the playoffs for you to get rid of him. I mean, what more does he need to prove?
They don't have to sign him.
He's worth the money. Well, I mean, keeping him around and taking that risk of not getting anything back on a trade.
Yes, I agree.
You have to do that.
I agree. I would keep him.
And on top of that, think about it. And it doesn't seem too crazy when you really break down some of these players, even though you're going to have Chara get older. But, I mean, we knew that was going to happen.
He's being phased out.
He's being phased out. You're right.
And, well, and I don't know what moves. Now, if you keep Krug, though, Fred, you have to sign Charlie McAvoy. And who knows if it'll take that bridge deal that Krug did. But McAvoy and Carlo are both restricted free agents, and both are exceptionally important.
Well, if McAvoy has any sense, he'll take a bridge deal and he'll wait for the cap to go up.
And he might do that. So think about that. You've got McAvoy, who's going to have a year more experience, and he's already been damn good.
He's your number one.
He's your number one.
He was the draft. He hit a home run with the draft pick there.
He's young and he's a year better. Pasternak, he's going to be a year better. Jake DeBrusk, he's going to be a year better. And, you know, Marchand's still going to be excellent. You're going to have Patrice Bergeron. Hopefully he'll be able to maintain the level of play that he did this season. I mean, you still have a great team. Now, you said it, you know, the Lightning, for all reasons, should be favored.
Lightning have everyone back, too, by the way.
But we saw what they did. I mean, you know, and we saw the Bruins played them this season. They played them tough. So, I mean, it doesn't seem too far-fetched. As doom and gloom as it was immediately when it was done, thinking they're not going to have this shot again, you know, you step back for a day and you look at it, and it's not as bad as I think we all fear.
But I will say that this is it. They got this year. And then after that, these young kids are going to have to step up, and you're going to have a couple years of mediocrity. But next year is it. Because Chara's gone. I mean, Bergeron, there's no way he's going to be nearly as effective.
I wonder if they're going to try to do something with Krejci this season.
I would hope that they get rid of him, but I don't think they can.
That's a lot of money.
Well, that's another thing where you'd have to attach something to him.
Yeah.
To get him out of here.
But after this year, even Charlie Coyle's back next season.
Yeah.
After this year, defense is going to be a problem unless you get McAvoy and Carlo taken care of.
Well, they're
going to
get them taken care of.
But listen, I mean, I know these guys were disappointed.
$14 million in cap space.
Mm-hmm. I know Marchand was disappointed. I know that McAvoy was inconsolable after the game. Jake DeBrusk sitting there with his gear on for at least 20 minutes, not speaking to anybody. But I don't think there was anybody more upset than this woman who called into the Adam Jones show.
All right. Well, we'll have to break and get to it because it's something that needs to be explored. Weird Lady, Adam Jones show. We'll have that for you in just
the Sports Hub.
Damn it, I want to be a part of this thing.
Watch the show on the Sports Hub channel on the Twitch app.
Is that a euphemism for some kind of sex?
It's Toucher and Rich on 95, the Sports Hub.
Back in the days on the boulevard, I landed. We used to kick routines and the presence was fitting. It was I, the abstract.
And me, the five-footer. I kicks the mad style, so step off the Frankfurter.
Yo, Fife, you remember that routine?
98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
Just real quick. I've enjoyed over the last couple of days. We've gotten a couple of them. Not a ton, but a couple of tweets from, you know, people all over the country, you know, saying like, you know, the people from Charlotte saying, how does it feel now that you lost her? Which is kind of funny. But the best is when you get somebody who's out of the country, obviously, who's angry at you because, you know, hockey has a far-reaching sport. There's a lot of international players. And this one, I don't know if this is from, like, New Yorkshire or something like this, but the guy goes, "You pair of bellends truly sum up lazy reporting." Belland. I had to Google what that was. Apparently it means wiener. It's a British slang for wiener. The Bruins got taken apart by the better team. Accept it. Except. Report it. You could use some honesty and humility on your show, but of course, you'll never do that because you're a bunch of C-words. So if that is somebody... And the guy's name is at the Welsh Lobster, so I'm thinking he is from overseas. I just love that term. You belland. You pair of bellends.
Yeah, well, you know, anytime you need a thesaurus, you know the guy's smart.
I'm going to use that in my regular language. So, Fred, there was a call to Adam Jones's show. Somebody was very, very upset, even more so than it seems, than the players themselves. And let's get to the tape.
You can physically communicate with animals.
No, Stop. The other one.
What's it called?
It's called like balloons. Balloons.
What?
Balloons. It's the other one.
How am I supposed to know that?
Yeah. Because it says balloons. And today's date.
One says weird, and one says balloons.
Yeah.
I can give them. Come on.
How the hell am I supposed to know?
Does it have today's date?
They all have today's date.
I don't think the other one does.
Mm.
Weird is actually tomorrow. No, it's 6:14 weird. So, F off. All right, here we go.
Let's keep going here with the phones. Carrie Ann is in Seattle. Go ahead, Carrie Ann.
Guys, can you hear me?
Yes. We got you loud and clear, Carrie Ann.
I am absolutely disgusted and upset. I went to the dollar store, spent tons of money on balloons, black and gold, hung them all over our yard.
Can I ask you, you went to the dollar store? Did I hear that right? And you spent a ton of money. Like roughly how much are we talking here?
So fair game, $10 on
$10.
Gold,
okay. Still
on
money. Still, you know, that's $10 flush down the dumper on some Bruins balloons. I hear you, Carrie Ann.
Right. So then I have people coming up to me in our neighborhood going, oh, which college did you graduate from? Because it looks like you're celebrating your graduation. I'm like, no. This is hockey. This is what we do in Boston. This is legit in championship level. Come over and watch the game.
Oh, boy.
And right? And I'm totally embarrassed. And Seattle's getting a hockey team soon. And I'm like, this is what it's going to be like. This is championship level, you know, play. And I'm watching this product on TV and I'm embarrassed. And so upset. I am so devastated. I already live in the wasteland that is sports.
You know what, Carrie Ann? I'd like to encourage Carrie Ann. You call back anytime.
Anytime you want. Yeah.
Carrie Ann, very fiery. She's out there. She's spending money on her team. She's inviting people over. She's trying to rally up people to watch the Stanley Cup.
Okay, that is the Phil Henry bit. Now, if you don't know Phil Henry, he's a guy who's brilliant, and he would be the caller and himself. And he had a bit where he wanted to sue Guns N' Roses because he had told his son and his friends how great Guns N' Roses were, and they came over to his house, and Guns N' Roses were on the Video Music Awards and sucked, and he wanted to sue them because they made him look like a fool. So that was an honest Phil Henry call, but it was real. Like, it's not even the balloons. It's just that, like, I had people over, and then they played poorly, and I was embarrassed.
Right. Can you believe the
humility? My shoes fell off.
And that's why the Bruins. I mean, feel for me. Don't feel for the Bruins. I mean, that
is a Phil Henry call. Like, it ripped from a Phil Henry show. I'm going to sue him.
I heard of Phil Henry the other day. I jumped into the archives where he had a guy who was, he doesn't do radio anymore, but he had a guy come on his show who was advertising for the big Super Bowl party, and they were going to sell their world famous baby chicken wings. And someone called him and was like, what do you mean by baby chicken wings? Oh, yeah, it's like these tiny little ones. We kill them as soon as they come out of the egg. We just slaughter them, and then everyone starts calling it like you're slaughtering chickens.
Was that the one from Beverly Hills?
Yeah. It had like a theme song, too. We have baby chicken wings. And, of course, everyone's getting angry that they're murdering these things as soon as they get out of the egg.
That's the steakhouse. It was like Bill's from Beverly Hills. We're going to put our meat in your mouth.
That's the one. It was Bill's from Beverly Hills, yeah.
Yeah, he called in all the time.
And he always had like something awful going on in his restaurant.
Yeah, baby chicken wings.
Yeah, which was pretty fantastic.
I actually saw him do a show one time. You wouldn't want to be a call screener on that show.
Oh,
did he berate them?
Oh, sure. I mean, because that's... You are the key to the success of that show.
Yeah.
Because if anyone calls in and says, I know this is fake, it ruins everything. Because there's people listening who...
Ted's a Beverly Hills.
Who don't understand that he's the caller and he's the host. And sometimes he's the person who calls in. He'll do three voices at once, right?
He's holding a handset and working the board and go. I mean, it's like artistry. I mean, he doesn't do it anymore, but now he's like on a bunch of TV shows.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you get a chance, Phil Henry, one of the three radio icons that I respect.
Yeah. He's I think the best that's ever done it, in my opinion. Well, we all remember when Kyrie Irving told me this
on Media Day.
You lately have been scaring the hell out of Celtics fans because of all the talk about you possibly wanting to go and leave to go to the Knicks after this is all done and over with. Please.
Which is easy to kind of follow. Yeah, I'm from New Jersey, you know, but it's also just a rumors, which is, you know, it's like the timing. I go from a trade to now going to free agency. Like, oh, who is he getting traded to? And now it's like, where is he going? So it's like, yeah, you know, it's easy to draw that connection in New York City. But honestly, you know, why would I want to leave here?
I don't know what's going to sound worse, that or that commercial where he says he wants them to retire his number as a Boston
Celtic. Playing one-on-one with his dad.
Yeah,
I remember this.
When the eventual or the inevitable, rather, is going to happen. Because according to Steve Bolpet of the Boston Herald, Kyrie Irving is prepared to sign with the Nets. He says, quote, according to a source with ties to Roc Nation, which is, of course, his new manager, the organization expected to become Irving's new representative. The all-star point guard is prepared to sign with the Brooklyn Nets when he becomes a free agent next month. A separate league source told the Herald that his team, not the Celtics, has received the same information and is operating under the belief that Irving wants to join the Nets. Word is that the Celtics, meanwhile, had not been given any definitive indication from Irving as of Thursday afternoon. Well, that's usually how it goes. I mean, how many times have you heard that before? I mean, with LeBron James when he left, you know, the Cavaliers, like, we were the last ones to know about all of this. Now, according to Adrian Wojnarowski, he said yesterday that Kyrie had discussed the possibility of joining Kevin Durant as a free agent in either New York or Brooklyn. The Knicks and the Nets are still both interested in signing Durant and Irving together, even with Durant's injury. Now, I wonder if that stops... if that messes up anything for Irving, you know what I mean? Like if Kevin Durant's not going to play for a year, do you still think that he would want to sign as a pair?
But Irving could be the man. Oh, that's right. He already was.
Yeah, he was. And it didn't quite work out.
No,
didn't quite work out at all. So there is also so many reports coming out that the Celtics are still wanting to go after Anthony Davis. I believe, this is just my opinion, that they're just upping the stakes so that the Lakers have to continue to give up more, because Danny Ainge is good at doing that.
You see, it's interesting. I read a story the other way saying the Lakers are upping the stakes and throwing anyone they can in. Eventually, they'll add Kuzma into all of this to drive up the price for the Celtics.
That's crazy, because you don't think LeBron is telling his guy Rich Paul, who is in charge of Anthony Davis and all this. I mean, LeBron needs somebody there. He needs Anthony Davis. He's not going to get Kyrie. That's the other thing that there's been talk about that, but I've heard that that's almost there's no way Kyrie is going to go play in Los Angeles. That's what seems to be the consensus from the insiders. He's going to go to the Nets. Bolpet essentially said it. The only thing he hedged his bet with was that, of course, with all things Kyrie, you can never know what the guy is going to do exactly.
All of this hinges on whether or not Danny Ainge wants to include Jason Tatum.
Yep.
Because whatever the Lakers offer up, and it's the same bunch of crap they tried at the trade deadline, they don't have nearly enough to match what the Celtics can offer.
Right.
So there are only two teams involved here, and it all depends on Ainge. If Ainge really wants to take a big swing at this with the risk of completely blowing up the franchise in a year when Davis leaves and Kyrie, and Kyrie decides that he doesn't want to stay, I mean, if he includes Tatum, I think Kyrie thinks about staying for a year. I've heard the theory that Kyrie would stay for a 1+1, like a bridge deal, one with a player option, if Davis comes here and plays for a year. And he'll see how that goes, and then his decision a year from now will hinge upon whether or not Davis wants to stay. My belief is Ainge should not take such a big swing at this.
No.
I think he should keep what he has,
but that's not
and
Danny
ride
Ainge.
It out. No, that's not how Danny operates. Danny is supremely confident that he can convince, like he did Kevin Garnett, that he can convince Anthony Davis to stay. But that's a hell of a gamble, considering how much you put into the last 5 years to get to this point. I mean, it is very possible that the Celtics could be left with nothing a year from now.
Yep.
All right.
And I don't know. I don't know if you can do that with this team.
All right. Lots of information about David Ortiz.
Like,
we'll have
crazy.
That for you.
Like, so, there's some like really out there news that broke yesterday regarding David Ortiz that we got to talk about.
All right. No commercials here.